Penguin Random House Audio presents City Limits, Infrastructure, Inequality, and the Future of America's Highways. This is the author, Megan Kimball. For 3H. While the major portion of the city plan herein described deals principally with that area inside the city limits, we have continually kept in mind the fact that the present city limits line is only temporary. The interests of the city extend far beyond this imaginary line. A City Plan for Austin, Texas, 1928. Part 1. Chapter 1. Home. Houston, I-45. In the summer of 2019, Modesty Cooper went to the post office and checked her mail for the first time in months. She'd been living abroad for more than a decade, working as a civilian contractor for the U.S. military, moving from Kuwait to Afghanistan to Iraq, wherever the mission was. At work, she supported the military's technological capabilities, installing specialized software, revamping operating systems, recovering data, writing new computer programs. In her time off, she traveled to Dubai, South Africa, Sweden, and collected art and souvenirs that she mailed back to Houston. When she had first moved abroad, after graduating with a master's degree in information technology from the University of Houston, she was in her early 20s and wanted to see the world. But as she approached 30, she grew tired of living out of a suitcase and finding spiders in her twin bed. She wanted to put down roots. So whenever she had a free moment, she looked for land. Sitting at her desk in Iraq, inside the reinforced walls of an Air Force base, she scrolled Google Earth, moving methodically up and down streets. She'd grown up in Southwest Houston, near the Astrodome, but she wanted to live somewhere central. Eventually, she settled on the Fifth Ward, a quiet, historically black neighborhood northeast of downtown. She bought a parcel of land, a small lot surrounded by trees on the corner of Nance and Grove Streets, and started designing her dream house from the ground up. When she applied for construction permits from the city of Houston in 2016, someone told her that her house might be affected when the Texas Department of Transportation started construction on a long-planned rebuild of Interstate 10, which ran directly in front of her property. Construction would take years. It would be loud, and some debris would probably settle in her yard. Oh, and there would need to be a 25-foot buffer between the house and the highway frontage road. I said, "What am I going to do with all that space?" Someone was just being funny and said, "Put a pool in front of your house," she says. That's how I ended up with a pool in front of my house. That's also how she ended up with a 4-story home. Constrained to the back half of her property, she built up. Now, whenever she had time off, instead of traveling to a new country, she went home to Houston. A lot of people took pride in seeing me come here every day to pick up trash, keep the area clean while it was being constructed, she says. Every few months, she'd visit and watch as her home took shape. The towering plywood skeleton gaining an angular roof, insulation and drywall, and then, finally, pale blue stucco siding. She came home in 2019 to finish moving her things into her new house, figuring that she'd work another year or two abroad to save money. But now, shuffled in among the bills and notices, she saw a letter from the Texas Department of Transportation, informing her that the state agency intended to acquire land to widen the highway that ran in front of her house as part of a project to expand Interstate 45 and rebuild and reroute Houston's downtown loop. The land TxDOT needed included the front half of her property. Alarmed, she called the phone number on the letter. At first, it seemed as if TxDOT might work with her, would maybe skinny up the project slightly so that it didn't run through her brand new house. She went into the TxDOT office to meet with staff in person. I was trying to explain to them, like, hey, you know, I was actually deployed to Iraq, so if there was any mail that came, I'd never seen it. I don't know what's going on, she says. The project had been in the works for 15 years, they told her. How could she not know? Once she was there in person, sitting around a conference table with 8 or 9 TxDOT representatives, the tone shifted. It was like sharks at the table, she says. They didn't eat all of her land, she recalls them saying. But you're not going to want to live in a house that when you come outside, there's a highway right there. So you might as well just give up the whole house. She could live in her house for a while, but eventually they would need to take it. And I was like, well, how are you going to take my house? And they said something called eminent domain. TxDOT gave Modesty a printout titled State Purchase of Right-of-Way. Perhaps the first question that should be answered is, why does the government have the right to acquire private property? The brochure began. Our successful existence in a democracy requires the development of public services to improve our way of life. A government cannot provide services to its citizens without the right to acquire land. Indeed, eminent domain was enshrined in the U.S. Constitution's Fifth Amendment, which guaranteed that a person shall not be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor shall private property be taken for public use without just compensation. For a government to legally seize private property, the use had only to be public and the owner justly compensated. Over 12 pages, the pamphlet explained exactly how the government would acquire Modesty's property, beginning with an appraisal and concluding, if a purchase price could not be agreed upon with eminent domain proceedings, in which three disinterested landowners would be appointed to hold a hearing and determine the value of the property. Modesty drove home, panicked. After that meeting, she decided not to return to her job in Iraq. Staying in Houston would give her the best chance of keeping her house. Modesty was raised by her grandmother. Her parents had both died by the time she was 17. She didn't inherit wealth, didn't have anyone to bail her out when things got hard. One reason she'd stayed overseas for so long was that she had been able to bank almost everything she earned, a sacrifice for the future she was just now beginning to build for herself. Without anyone's help, without a safety net, she had found land and built herself a home. And now TxDOT wanted to take that away from her? She stood on her fourth floor balcony and looked west over the skyline of downtown Houston, underlined by the spaghetti junction of I-10 and I-69, cars streaming by on the tangled ribbons of gray. She loved the Fifth Ward. It's a calm, cool, nice area, she says. Besides the traffic, there's no violence, no noise. It's so quiet, it's unbelievable. I had rockets and mortars and missiles blown over my head. To come home to peace of mind and say, okay, this is my forever home, you would imagine being satisfied just coming home to quiet. She was devastated by the prospect of losing the home she'd worked so hard to build. But she didn't think there was anything she could do about it. Chapter 2. Distance. Austin, I-35. One morning in April 2020, the four members of the Texas Transportation Commission convened their monthly meeting by phone. The commission oversees the Texas Department of Transportation, which itself oversees more than 80,000 miles of roadway, more than any other state in the country. The chairman of the commission, a banker from San Antonio named J. Bruce Bug Jr., reminds us in a pitch-perfect Texas drawl why we are here, separately in our quarantined spaces. Today, the commission will consider allocating nearly $4 billion to expand Interstate 35 through central Austin. Keep in mind, no major improvements have been made to I-35 since 1974, Bug says. That year, as the city's population approached 300,000, the highway was expanded into two levels, becoming the first double-deck interstate in Texas. No one on the call needs reminding that the population of the Austin metropolitan region recently surpassed 2 million people, or of the predictions that Austin's population will double yet again by 2040. Everyone has read the news reports year after year with the same headline: the Austin metropolitan region is the fastest growing in America. I-35 is the main choke point in the major artery of Main Street, Texas, Bug says, with apparently no sense of irony, that main streets have historically been characterized by pedestrian access to shops and services. It is the most congested stretch of highway in Texas, fourth in the nation for freight.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?